Hello, you're listening to a Zen Studies Society podcast. To learn more about our community of Zen Buddhist practitioners, please visit zenstudies.org.
I know we all feel this way. How can this golden wind session be said to be over? Like the gusts of wind, seems to have been blown so fast. Rain, wind, sun, the moon, stars. Tears, joy. When Chigan Roshi was talking about the flower, Donge, I remembered something that must have been 1972 or so, when we were doing Litchfield Daughters of Wisdom. Litchfield, Connecticut was where we would do our sessions. They had this huge cinder block room, stone floor, concrete floor. It was most unprepossessing. But somehow, about 65 or so of us attending this session with Soen Roshi, leading it. And someone had brought a rather ugly plant, and it was placed in a special site of honor. And then we heard that it was a night blooming cereus, and that it would only bloom once a year. And Soen Roshi said, "I will let you know when it is ready." And I'm sure many others besides myself thought, "I don't know, night blooming, I need my sleep." But sure enough, about midway through that week, the word got out. The women's dorm, I remember everyone, "We have to get up, we have to get up. It's going to be in bloom." Soen Roshi probably sat there the whole time and let us know. And we came down, and there he was, face to face. Like a mirror for this shining white, huge trumpet opening. And his smile and the flower's smile were just so glorious. This rare experience is what we have here. To feel, wow, a session like none other ever before, and will never come again. And all of you, are in full bloom.
This has been a Zen Study Society podcast. If you found it to be of interest, please consider making a donation by visiting zenstudies.org/donate. Thank you for listening.